You asked me, do
Moonlight and Crystal ever get to see Robin Hood?
Well, of course they got to see Robin Hood.
Then how come we've never had a story about them seeing Robin Hood?
Look, there are an awful lot of stories about Moonlight and Crystal that you've never heard. Right? That nobody's ever heard. So, I mean, the only question really in my mind is, which one do you want me to tell you today? Which?
I want one that has Robin Hood in it.
Well, that's easy, because Robin Hood was all over Sherwood Forest. And Robin Hood was out riding on his horse one day. And he saw these two little ponies in front of him. And he saw the two of them playing in the forest. But he was so captivated by how beautifully they were playing with each other that he didn't want to disturb them, so he hid behind a tree. Now, what kind of a game would two little ponies be playing?
They would be playing chase. They could be playing ball.
What could they be playing?
Chase and ball.
Chase and ball?
Yeah.
How could horses, little ponies, play ball?
Easy. With their heads, they could pass it to each other. With their heads.
You mean like footballers?
Yeah. Except with their heads.
Oh, they... Yeah. Could they kick a ball to each other?
Uh-huh.
I think it's much easier for horses to kick a ball to each other than to hit it with their head.
Yeah.
But you're right, actually. Crystal was very, very keen on ball games.
And Moonlight Wolf was very, very keen on catching games, like hide and seek and catch and...
Well, hide and seek was was Moonlight's, you know, strength. Right? Moonlight was able to hide anywhere and not be found. And Moonlight was also especially good at finding Crystal, who was a bit bigger than her. And Crystal's tail would always stick out from behind the tree. So Crystal wasn't very good at hiding.
But she was a great footballer.
Oh, she was actually a great dribbler. She was able to dribble a ball between the four legs. I mean, she'd been practicing it for a long time, even before Moonlight arrived. She was good at dribbling. In fact, she was the best pony by a million miles at dribbling. Now, I'm just getting around this.
Let me guess. She hits it with her bum. When she's dribbling, and she's going to throw, she throws it backwards, and then she bucks the ball into the basket.
Well, I think that is absolutely the kind of thing that she was able to do. You mean she was able to hit it backwards with her feet?
Yeah, hit it backwards, and then it goes onto her back, and she can buck it.
Oh, right, flick it up onto her back. Well, no, she had to do something else. That was actually where she became very, very expert at. She was able to flick it up onto her tail.
Whoa.
And she was able to flick it with her tail, because she had a very light ball. And have you ever seen a horse flick a ball with its tail?
No.
Well, you better have a look at more horses.
Hey, I've been around horses since I was two.
Well, you haven't been around horses enough to see horses flicking balls with their tails.
Well, they don't.
Yes, they do. Well, Crystal was able to do it anyway. That's all I can tell you. In fact, Crystal had a particular trick. She was able to lift her tail almost straight up in the air, and she could balance a ball on top of her tail. I mean, it was absolutely the pièce de résistance. There was just no way that anyone was able to do the same thing. And as Crystal got a bit older and her tail got a bit stronger, she was able to bounce the ball up and down on top of her tail. Flick it onto her back, and then she was able to be like a bucking bronco and buck it up with her back all the way up along her back, hop, 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 onto the back of her neck, roll her neck forward, knock it up in the air with her head, and then she was able to go, and she was actually able to bounce the ball on her head for 25 times.
25 times?
Yes. And that was the world record among ponies. At the time.
She's beaten the world record.
Yeah, she was the number one.
So what about Robin Hood? He was looking at them.
Robin Hood was watching, but Robin Hood could see that Moonlight wasn't half as good as Crystal. Moonlight was learning, And Crystal was bouncing the ball on Crystal's head and heading it across to Moonlight, and Moonlight was trying to head it back, and it was slow. They kept having to do it, and it went on and on, but they were having good fun, and he got off his horse watching what they were doing. He was hiding behind a tree, and suddenly one of his own men came riding past. I think it was Friar Tuck. Friar Tuck was a very big monk, a big stout man who had a big stick, but he was just huge, and he was on top of the biggest horse you've ever seen. He had a slow horse that couldn't run very fast but was extremely strong. Friar Tuck came past, and as soon as the two little ponies saw Friar Tuck, they stopped playing
and ran.
Well, Robin Hood was raging. Robin Hood was completely and utterly cross with Friar Tuck, but he knew that it wasn't Friar Tuck's fault, really. So, he was a bit disappointed, and he carried on his merry way. And that was the end of that day. But Robin Hood always was intrigued about who these two little ponies were and what kind of a game, because he actually himself loved football. Oh yes, Robin Hood was a big football player. And he used to support, you know, they had a team in Nottingham in those days, and it was called Nottingham Forest. And Robin Hood used to, one time in his life, before he became Robin Hood, he was actually played football for Nottingham Forest. He was very good. He wasn't as good at balancing a ball on his head, but he was actually the best shot anybody had ever seen in Nottingham Forest. You could actually put an apple on top of a child's head and have a child stand 20 yards away, and Robin Hood could run up and kick the ball, and the ball would knock the apple off the child's head. He was that good. He had the deadest shot with a football you've ever seen. He would fire the football straight at the child's face, and it would go just over the child's head and knock the apple off the child's top of the child's head. He was quite famous as a footballer, but he wasn't as good with his head as he was with his feet, and he had never seen anybody be so good at doing ball tricks with their head as Crystal was, and he could never get it out of his mind. So what do you think he did? What'd you say?
He went up to a little horse.
A little horse?
Yeah.
And what did he do?
And he asked her, how did he do that? How did she do that?
No, that's not what he did. He had to find Crystal.
Oh.
He actually didn't have a clue where Crystal was. He just came across Crystal and Moonlight playing in the forest. He had to find Crystal somewhere, and he had no idea how to find Crystal.
Just go back to the place he went last time.
He did that. He did that for 3 days. And all the merry men were saying to him, look, come on, Robin, we have to go and rob some rich people and get some money and give it to the poor. We can't just be here looking for horses to come. Oh no, Robin Hood couldn't sleep properly at night. He really, really, really wanted to meet Crystal. He had no idea what to do. Crystal didn't come back for 3 days. So what else do you think he did?
He searched for Moonlight.
Exactly. He searched for Moonlight.
Because she's younger, she would have no idea who he is, and just say, okay, sure, but because he wants to see her sister.
Absolutely. Robin Hood decided that he was going to put on a disguise. Everybody knew who Robin Hood was, and he decided that he didn't want people to know that he was looking for these two little ponies. So Robin Hood dressed up as an old woman, and he went into the village dressed as an old woman, and he brought with him a little dog. He decided that that might help people to be nice to him. So he brought a little dog like Rocky, wasn't exactly the same as Rocky. It was more like Which one? Oh, yeah. It was a bit like Roger Overall's dog, really. It was a Jack Russell kind of dog that he had. Because they have a lot of Jack Russells over in England. So he went into the village and he didn't quite know what to say because he thought it would be a bit strange if this old woman went up to people and said, "Can you tell me where I could see two horses who like playing with each other or two ponies who like playing with each other and who are very good at kicking football?" He didn't think that would work. So what do you think he did?
He just looked around the village.
He did. He didn't see anything.
Then why doesn't he look?
He did look. He looked everywhere. And then he was just about to give up when a young girl came over to him. He didn't know who he was. And she said, "You look a bit fed up, my dear. What's the matter?"
It's a little girl.
A little girl came over to Robin Hood.
A little girl?
Yeah. She was being about 6 years old. And she came over to Robin Hood and took pity on Robin Hood. After all, remember, Robin Hood was dressed as a woman. So she said to him, "Well, what can I do for you? Would you like a cup of tea or something?" They didn't drink tea in those days, but probably something like mead. "Would you like a glass of mead or beer or something like that?"
Why would a woman want beer?
Well, they used to drink a lot of beer rather because the water wasn't very good. So they would drink beer instead of water. It wasn't very strong beer, but it was safer to drink beer than water. And he said, "Well," he said, "I've been looking everywhere for the prettiest little ponies that I've ever seen in my life, and I can't find them. I was in the forest one day, having a little walk, gathering firewood to make myself a little fire to keep me warm during the winter. And I saw these two little ponies. They were the most beautiful ponies in the world. But I can't find them. Now I feel so sad." Oh, the little girl said, "You remind me of Cinderella. It's as if the ponies were Cinderella and you were a prince looking for... Who are you really?" And he said, "I'm an old woman." And she said, "You don't look that much like an old woman when I look at you very closely." The little girl saw through him. She knew he was in disguise. Robin Hood winked and said, "Please don't tell people. They'll be so cross if they find out who I really am. So please keep my secret just for a little bit." "But how can I possibly meet the ponies?" little girl said. "Easy peasy. No problem at all." She said, "Let's hold a competition, a prize for the prettiest pony in the village. And we will have a bunny pony competition. That will be for the prettiest little pony. And all we have to do is we have to get that little pony that you're talking about. If that pony is
green.
Really very... Oh, green, the light's ready to go. If that pony is... enters the competition... we'll have no problem. You'll be able to find your little pony. What about that idea?" Well, Robin Hood was so pleased. He put his hand in his pocket and he took out a coin and he gave it to the little girl and he said, "You have been saved my bacon. I'm so pleased. I will hold a competition. But wait a minute. I can't say Robin Hood is holding the competition. I'll have to get somebody else to say they're holding a competition. Who could that be?" So who do you think Robin Hood got to hold the competition?
Let me guess. I have it.
Who do you think?
You have to guess what I have.
Was it the little girl's mother?
No.
Oh. Was it the little girl's aunt?
No.
Was it Friar Tuck's niece? Was it Friar Tuck?
Yes!
Himself?
Yes!
Big Friar Tuck!
That's what I thought.
Actually, that was exactly what they did. That was a really good idea. He decided that everybody liked the monk. And the monk was a big, stout man who everybody would like. So he decided to go back to Friar Tuck, and he told Friar Tuck that he really did want him to hold a competition to find the prettiest pony in the village. And Friar Tuck looked at Robin Hood and said, "You're up to something. There's some strange reason why you want this to happen." Oh dear, I've got a cold, Grace. So, in the next chapter of of the story...
No!
What?
No, I want to see if the ponies came.
Alright, if we can fit it in, we'll try really quickly. I'll tell you what happened, right? So Friar Tuck wrote out, with a pen and some ink, on a piece of paper, he wrote out that there was going to be a competition. And he said that the prize in the competition was a secret prize. It would actually be a ride on Friar Tuck's horse.
Ooh.
And now everybody would like to win that competition. All the little ponies who would enter the competition would love to be able to get up on top of the biggest horse in the whole village and have a ride. That was actually what everybody wanted, but nobody had ever done it. Friar Tuck had never let any other pony up on top of his horse. So there was a lot of excitement in the village, and every single one of the ponies knew about it and wanted to enter. The problem was that Crystal and Moonlight had no idea there was a competition going on, because they were so busy playing with each other that they didn't pay any attention to the gossip in the village. And when it came to the day of the competition, all the little ponies gathered together and went into the beauty parade, and all that they were asked to do was to play with each other. And while they were playing with each other, Robin Hood watched from the corner. And he watched, and he watched for hours and hours until all of the ponies had come and no sign of Crystal and no sign of Moonlight. Poor Robin Hood was completely and utterly devastated. He was so disappointed. And Friar Tuck gathered all of the ponies together and said, "We've had a wonderful competition today, and the winner I'm going to announce in 1 minute. All gather round, and I will announce who has won the prize." And everybody was waiting. And it was 60 seconds, the longest 60 seconds in every one of those ponies' lives ever. And you know, halfway through the 60 seconds, it was half a minute gone. How many seconds in half a minute?
30,
yeah. And then it was half of 30 gone. We were down to the last 15 seconds. How many seconds in a quarter of a minute?
I don't know what that means.
A quarter of a minute? You divide 30 seconds in two.
But 30 is an uneven number. You can't.
You can't divide 30 in two?
Yeah.
Why not? Can you divide 10 in two?
Yes.
What's that? If you divide 10 in two?
You divide 10 in two, that's 5.
Right. So if you divide 20 in two, what's that? Right, if you divide 30 in two, what's that?
I don't know.
Well, it's half of 10, which is 5, and half of 20, which is 10. Add 10 and 5.
15!
Yes! So they were down to the last 15 seconds.
Wow.
They were down, and then it was going 14, 13... 12.
11. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Stop! Came a little noise from the back. I've got two little ponies here who didn't hear about the competition. Can they please enter? Of course, said Friar Tuck. Of course. And Crystal and Moonbeam came forward.
Moonlight,
came into the center of the circle. And Friar Tuck said, "Well, you're just in time. Have a little game." And Crystal took out her ball and she started dribbling. And then she flicked the ball up with her back leg onto her tail, which she had lent down a little bit. The tail grabbed the ball, threw it up in the air. The tail got stiff and bounced the ball on top of it. She bounced it down the back of her neck.